Hello, daughter. Minerva's piercing gray eyes glowed softly, drawing Tegan's attention. Nice clothes, but surely that leather bustier is uncomfortable. It jarred Tegan to admit it was. She shrugged. I'm still experimenting with the attire of this era. It is quite different from when you last walked the earth, isn't it? Apparently, the goddess was in the mood for small talk. Tegan knew better than to ask why. A deity of love she might be, but Minerva was a vindictive bitch. If Tegan had a choice, she would not get on the woman's bad side. Oh yes. I very much find the multitude of styles, along with the sexual freedom of the modern world, refreshing. Tegan fingered the edge of her miniskirt. It barely covered her ass. She'd chosen the slutty outfit for Ian. The quicker she could capture his interest, the better. Is that so? Minerva raised a brow. Have you had a chance to sample the variety of males? Tegan's instincts flared. I've only been free for a week. I haven't had time. You should make time, child. Unless, of course, you have your, a sneer spread over Minerva's face, dream set on a specific man. Tegan froze. Minerva couldn't know about Ian. Neither Reese nor Callan would tell her. No, it was impossible. Just a coincidence that Minerva's word choice had spiked Tegan's paranoia. I haven't left the estate. Tegan raised her chin. Who would I meet? Minerva stared at her for a long moment while Tegan's heart raced. Finally, Minerva cocked a brow. A pity. You should come to the Haven with me, then. While I cannot partake of the males there, I enjoy watching. It'll be like old times, a mother-daughter bonding session. Tegan recalled her days of drunken encounters within the walls of the demon's sexual lair. All residents of Hell visited the Haven at one time or another. She'd worked her way through the males with a voracious appetite even the sex demons didn't come close to matching. It shamed her to think of the number of partners she'd taken. I don't have time, not with the fairies' creatures loose upon the world. My duty to your mate comes first. Is that why you are here? Duty? Yes. Tegan forced her feet to move. She matched the goddess's pose on the opposite side of the narrow hallway and tipped her head back to meet Minerva's gaze. The woman towered over her even with the 3-inch heels Tegan wore. I've heard of Aran's ultimatum for the newest hunter. I'm here to see if I can bring him out of his rage. With sex. Not if she could help it. With whatever means necessary. Good. Minerva nodded. The strands of her silver hair swayed. A soft tinkling sound accompanied the movement. The sooner you finally sample what he can do for you, the better. Many females vie for his body. I'd hate for you to lose your male.